This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 24, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures near 50, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:08 p.m. Primary election day in Salem for the race for mayor is now just days away. The special election among five candidates will be this Tuesday, March 28. The five candidates running are Steve Dibble, Neil Harrington, Stacia Kraft, Bob McCarthy, and Dominic Pangelo. The two top vote-getters on Tuesday will face off against each other in the May 16 general election. For the past several weeks, our website has been running highlights in our North Shore Today post from the Salem State Candidates Forum held February 28. This Sunday, the website is planning to repost five interviews that we did with the candidates. These interviews were structured for the candidates to address the same key issues facing the city, but the interviews also allowed the candidate to pick two key topics that each feels is important for voters to consider. Again, look for these interviews to be reposted on Sunday. The Salem News is reporting that Danvers Select Board member Matthew Duggan has been asked for the second time in 2 years to resign. The latest issue centers around Duggan's attendance at meetings. Duggan did miss last Saturday's budget meeting. There are more details in today's paper and online at salemnews.com. National Grid is back at work in Newburyport working on gas lines on State Street. This is Mayor Sean Reardon.
And also, we're trying to finish up this, the gas main getting replaced on State Street. Okay, so as you might have noticed, that kind of work came to a sudden halt a couple weeks ago. National Grid decided to halt the work, but they're back at it now. And pretty much the pipe is in place right now, so they got to do all the tying in to all the businesses and residents going down State Street, so that's what's going to be happening. So just keep an eye out for interruptions in traffic down there, right? So we're going to have everything posted on our website on a daily basis, but just keep an eye out down there because there's going to be times where we're going to have to close down lanes as they're working on that tie-in piece all the way up State Street. And just to piggyback on that, when the work's finally done and they're still planning on having it done by the end of April, then at some point this summer we're going to repave that area as well. So we're excited about that.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Bartlett's Garage in Marblehead is closing on March 30. The Daily Item is reporting today that the auto repair shop has been in business for 110 years, and now with the current owners, Greg and Mike Quinlan, reaching retirement age, they're shutting down the business for good. The owners add that with the ever-changing technology of the new cars, it's harder for small garages to provide the needed services for those vehicles. And the Gloucester Times is reporting a project to rebuild Rockport's public work headquarters on DPW Way off Upper Main Street will soon get underway. In 2022, Rockport Town Meeting backed a $17.4 million plan to build a new public works barn. The meeting followed years of public works employees working in a building constructed in 1956 that could no longer meet basic safety codes. Bill Newell on sports is next with more local spring sports updates.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Canadiens 4-2 last night. Jake DeBrusque, now 4 goals, 3 assists over his last 4 games.
7-4, hey? Some puck luck and just trying to get to the hard areas and just trying to play my game. And at the same time, I think that I've gotten, like I said, feels like yesterday, I've gotten some really good passes. So I'm just trying to bear down. I could have had a couple more tonight. And it's one of those things where I'm just trying to build my game, and as we all are, to and going into the playoffs.
The Bruins will host the Lightning tomorrow night. Celtics will host the Pacers tonight. The Red Sox beat the Pirates yesterday 7-4. NCAA Division III Frozen Four hockey. It's at Endicott College beginning today. The first semifinal matchup finds number 10 University of New England versus Adrian at 3 o'clock. The nightcap tonight will feature number 4 Endicott against Hobart. Puck drop there at 7 p.m. The series concludes on Sunday. Hamilton Wenham Athletic Director Craig Genualdo is seeing some increased numbers for spring sports participation, and that makes him happy.
The awesome part that I'm excited about as an athletic director is for a couple of years our numbers have been skewed, dating to when we came back from COVID, and then people were, there were families that were understandably cautious, but I feel like our numbers are starting to get back to where they were in a lot of ways. So that's first and foremost, that's the first thing I look for, is our kids coming out, our student athletes coming out and participating, you know, when they have all kinds of competing interests, and they are, and that's super exciting. We have a new girls lacrosse coach, Emily Leland. We hired her this off season. She replaced Abby Shibley, who did an excellent job for a few years, and they went to the Sweet 16 a couple years in a row. And
Hamilton Wenham Athletic Director Craig Genualdo. Meanwhile, up in Manchester, Essex, their AD, Cammy Molinari, has updates on the Hornets' spring athletic programs.
Oh, yeah, it's been awesome. So we're really excited, actually. We're bringing back our softball program for the first time in 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think we went on a hiatus in about 2019 because our numbers took a dip, but the numbers are going back up. So we're bringing back that program in Manchester, Essex. There's a lot of energy around it. We have 13 girls on the team. It's going to be a great year for them. Our lacrosse programs, they've been outside. They've been loving the warm weather. We're excited to see what they can do. Our boys' side has so many seniors, it's hard to keep track of them. So they're looking to do some big things this year. And girls lacrosse looking for a repeat to get to the finals and then hopefully win the whole thing this spring. We have a very strong goalkeeper back there, so we're excited to see what she can do. And then baseball, yeah, we graduated our ace pitcher, Vaughn O'Leary, but I still think that they have really good potential this year, returning a lot of good talent. Mike DiOrio's coming in big, Matt McKenna back there hopefully catching for us.
Manchester Essex Athletic Director Cammy Molinari. Spring sports practices started for high school athletes in Massachusetts this past Monday. That is sports. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.